You normally hear about non-disclosure agreements, or NDAs, in celebrity scandals and high-profile legal battles. But they're also used by schools in special education disputes, like when a family wants more help for their child. Some say this puts families in a terrible position. Now, legislation under debate at the State House would ban Indiana schools from requiring NDAs in special education settlements. From WFYI's Education Desk, Lee Gaines has this investigation.
I recently met Carla at a coffee shop. She's a mom from Northwest Indiana. We're not using Carla's full name or her daughter's name because she fears her school district might retaliate against her family.
And I don't know what kind of backlash might come from that.
This is a complicated story about special education law. A few years ago, Carla fought to get her daughter the right special education services beyond what she was already receiving.
My daughter was average. She was smart enough, and the school was not giving her the credit that she needed to have.
Carla's daughter has an auditory processing disorder, and she still couldn't read by the fifth grade. So Carla paid thousands of dollars to have her daughter evaluated by a neuropsychologist. The results validated Carla's suspicions. Her daughter was capable of learning if she had additional help at school. Carla asked for the extra services, but the school refused. So Carla and her husband hired an attorney who requested something called a due process hearing. It's kind of like a lawsuit, a formal legal proceeding used to resolve special education disputes.
I knew it was a last resort. I didn't really want to do this, but I had to.
In Indiana, there are about 90 requests for due process every year. Very few of these cases wind up in hearings before an impartial officer who decides the case. The vast majority of cases are settled before the hearing, and those settlements often include non-disclosure agreements, or NDAs, so parents aren't allowed to talk about the services the school agreed to provide their child. That's what happened to Carla.
I talked to my attorney, and I was like, what exactly does this mean? And he said, they do not want you to talk about the terms and conditions of the settlement forever. And I said, no, that's not right.
But Carla still agreed to it because the settlement included services her daughter needed, and she could lose the case if they went to a hearing. She says the NDA continues to impact her life years later.
It's hard not to be able to talk to other parents who are in similar situations. It makes me feel like they still have some sort of power over me because they can still control what I say about this.
But the power schools have over parents like Carla could soon be diminished. Indiana lawmakers are now considering a bill that would ban schools from requiring parents to sign NDAs as a condition of a settlement.
This is giving a measure of power back to families.
That's Indiana Republican Representative Ed Clear. He authored the legislation with help from advocacy groups.
Non-disclosure agreements put families in a terrible position. They cause families to fear financial consequences for talking about their experiences, and that deprives other families of learning from those experiences.
But not everyone agrees with Clear. School administrators from across the state have come out against the bill. Angie Balsley is the president of the Indiana Council of Administrators of Special Education. Balsley says administrators like NDAs because they fear that parents might tell other parents what their child got in a settlement, and that could lead to more due process requests, which are time-consuming and typically cost upwards of $10,000.
We don't want those very specific remedies in that situation to be shared publicly, as we fear that they might become like everybody feels that's their way to get that answer for their own child.
Balsley fears this proposed ban on NDAs could result in more litigation, but it's unclear what will happen because Indiana appears to be the first state to consider a ban on NDAs and special education settlements. Perry Zirkel is a professor emeritus at Lehigh University who studies special education law. He says schools might be less inclined to settle these disputes if they can't keep them confidential.
Because there is a mutual interest in just sort of quietly getting this thing resolved. And I would think that if you have this provision, that there's going to be less settlements.
That means there could be more hearings, which everyone agrees are financially and emotionally taxing on families. That's what Carla, the parent from Northwest Indiana, wanted to avoid. But instead, she lives in fear that the school could come after her for a perceived violation of her agreement.
What they could do, should they have reason to pursue, would be absolutely devastating to my family.
The good news is that Carla's daughter is doing better in school now that she has the services she needs. But Carla wishes her daughter could have gotten the extra help without being subject to an NDA. For WFYI, I'm Lee Gaines.
The proposed bill that would ban the use of NDAs by schools in due process settlements was approved by lawmakers in the Indiana House of Representatives. It heads next to the Senate. This story comes from WFYI's Expanded Education Desk, covering equity in public schools across Indiana.